Once again, it's such a wonderful morning to be together, and it is so fantastic to see really so many out this morning that are feeling better and doing better, and that's an encouragement. So we're grateful to God for that. Good to see you back and doing well this morning. As has been announced, this will be a shorter sermon. I have now received that message probably five times in the last hour or so. So that good reminder that this needs to be short, and we'll keep it short so that we can give Darren sufficient time to talk about some things that we as elders are excited about in our teaching program and things that we look forward to as we go forward in our work together. And I thought that in the time that I have, just the short period of time that I have, that I would just do some a little more bullet point kind of presentation about the last couple of years and the things maybe that we have observed, good things, some encouragement, and then also a few points of exhortation for us, and then a few things that, just a couple things that I would like to say as well. In James chapter 1, in verses 2 through 4, we read, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." I believe that the last couple of years has been a trial of sorts for us, for certainly everybody in our country and around the world. And the devil has been behind this pandemic. This is certainly something that God can use and will use for his purposes. But certainly he has presented us with this test. And I think it's not whether we struggle, because I think we do and we will, but how are we dealing with that struggle? How do we act in that struggle? And what is the outcome of our faith in that period of time? Firstly and foremostly, I want to say to you that I think that it has been a time for us that we can rejoice in the unity of this congregation. And I think that's something to be so very thankful for. Despite obvious differences, despite challenges that have been thrown our way, I believe this congregation has done a good job of applying Romans 14 principles. Even when we didn't feel it, even when it was difficult, that this group of people has, I think, glorified God in a very powerful way in dealing with those things. And so, no doubt difficulties in terms of decisions that have been made, but you have, I believe, walked worthy of the calling with which you were called, with lowliness, gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And so we, as elders, want to thank you for that, and that as best as is possible in a situation like this, that you have made our work a joy rather than a burden, in as much as it could not be a burden, that you have done a wonderful job for that in the way that you have responded from the very beginning with the Zoom meetings and then coming together in this place here and being somewhat disjointed and social distancing and all of those things. So in the majority, we have seen conviction and determination and resiliency and perseverance. And that you have loved one another and you have rallied around each other very well during this period of time. People that are suffering daily, weekly, mentioning individuals that have been sick, people that have been struggling, that we have come together around those, people that have suffered loss, and been aware and supportive of the needs of others. As 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 26 says, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. And so I think we've done a good job in that area. We have been reminded of the value of fellowship. It is so good to be with the people of God. And it is such a blessing that we have to be able to come together as a family in Jesus Christ, being reminded of what that means to us in our lives, that we value that and that you have rejoiced in that and realized how much that is a part of our lives. And we have a group of people that have maintained faith in Jesus Christ. Largely, the majority have done so very well in that. And that really, I think that this pandemic for some has increased their faith. And we're thankful for that, that we have seen growth in individuals during the course of the last couple of years. 1 John 3:14 says, "We know that we're passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death." And just realizing how much we need each other, how thankful we are for one another. And then something that Terry will talk about a little bit next week, and that is that during the course of the last couple of years, our giving has been just right on track. That you have continued in generosity as we have needed certain benevolent things, and we have met those needs as the course of the pandemic has gone through. We have not struggled to meet those needs. And in fact, as Terry will talk to us about in our next meeting, we're taking on new support. We're doing more work than we have in the past. And that's something to rejoice in. And evangelistically and benevolently, your giving has made that possible on numbers of occasions. So we're grateful for that. We rejoice in that. That cheerfully you have given, not grudgingly, not because you have to, but because you love the Lord. And you want to see more and more done in the kingdom of God. And so we are thankful for that. And may God make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So we have seen such good things. And we're so thankful for those good things. We rejoice in that. There has been some degree of growth even in this period of time. All of that being said, in the good things, it's an opportunity for us, I think, to just stop for a minute and be introspective about perhaps ourselves, perhaps corporately as the body of Christ, things that we can do better. And things maybe that have not done what we have done well. Maybe individually that have not done well. And so we think about some negatives along with the positives. And while we have done well overall, there still remains a danger of selfish individualism, of a concern for me above all else. And if someone's opinion differs from my own, how will I deal with that? Are we still willing to yield at this point in time? James 3:17 says, "Wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." I think that there could have been better leadership from men during this period of time. Better leadership from husbands, better leadership from fathers when it comes to the spiritual needs that have been encountered during this time. And to be spiritual leaders, not only at home, but in the church, to fulfill the duties that God has given us to do. And men, we need to pick it up a notch. We need to do better in some things. We need to take on that load of responsibility and that burden and bear that with joy and to do that with conviction and to be what God would have us to be in regard to that. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Lead our children into Bible classes. Lead our wives into Bible study to be what we should be in terms of our leadership when we're not in this place, to do what God would have us to do. And to encourage our families to not become casual. And during this period of time, certainly it's been very easy, hasn't it, to become more casual in our approach to God. And folks, this is not a casual thing. What we do with the God of heaven is not something casual. It's the most serious of things that we can do in this life. And so that idea is important for us to think about. To be careful. To sacrifice. It's good for us to get ready. It's good for us to sacrifice. It's good for us to move. It's good for us to do what is necessary when it's hard to get together. Those things are important for us. To work to get to where God's people are and to work to give in the time that we need to be the body of Christ. This is not something that we put a minimal amount of effort into. This means everything to Christians. And it's something that we need to invest our whole heart in. And may God help us to do that. I'm a part of a group of preachers online that make comments about various things. And one of the things that they were talking about in the United States is they observe people in their congregations, that they see them in Walmart, that they see them all around town, that they see them in different settings inside buildings, but church is too dangerous. We ought to never think that way. So God help us to be consistent in those things. Don't be so afraid of dying that you don't live. Don't be so afraid of becoming unwell and sick that you fail to do the healthy things that you ought to do when you are well. And I'm talking about the soul of man. And that's something that we must consider. That we need to keep moving. That we need to overcome the natural inclination that we have to withdraw ourselves when given the opportunity to social distance. When given the opportunity to be separate, not to let that overtake our spirit. And so we need that reminder. We need a reminder to be careful not to make a cold cancer. And not to make a stubbed toe a heart attack. As one brother said, and I've used it many times, an excuse is the skin of a reason stuffed with a lie. We make excuses, and sometimes we need to stop and think that we can be tempted to avoid doing things we normally do and maybe things that are uncomfortable because of excuses. And we fail to fulfill our duty, we fail to lead, we fail to encourage because of excuses. And that ought to not be the case. And so let me say to you this morning, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Do not lose your soul because of something so minuscule that has caused such fear that you begin to fail to do the things that God would have you to do. God help us in that. I need help in that. And as this thing has drawn out, and I think the last couple of months have been the hardest. Because it seemed as if we were coming out, seemed that we were coming through, and then boom, we get hit again. And so for me personally, the last couple of months have been, I think, the most difficult. We need a reminder of Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Just a couple of things more. As elders, our great desire when we were put into this position was to get to know you better. And to know the flock here in the best way that we possibly could. 3 months into that plan, that changed for us. And while we had great intentions to do that, we have been prevented from a normal integration because of all of this. And that's been difficult and it's been disappointing, and we feel like that really has stolen some things from us that we've not been able to do. And that perhaps we have spent a little more time dealing with logistical things than people, than certainly the Lord would have us to. And so, on behalf of the three of us, we want to express some regret about that. And that we remind this group how much you mean to us, that we love you, and that we want to do better in that. And so, we hope to improve in that area. On a personal note, this has been the hardest 2 years of my preaching experience. And sometimes I think that there have always been times when maybe I didn't feel it, or maybe I was struggling, or maybe I came in and just kind of got through it. But I think that's happened a lot more for me the last couple of years. And with some jobs that can be okay, but with this one that's not good. And so I just want to ask your prayers that I do better in that. I don't want to come in here and just get through it. I don't want to come in and not give you my heart. And I think I've done that less over the last couple of years, as I have come in and just been genuinely annoyed. So forgive me for that. Thank you. I suppose I would summarize this part of the lesson today with 1 Corinthians, if you'll turn there. We'll close with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. This is our theme for the year. This is what we want to accomplish as we work together in the kingdom of God, both individually, corporately, that we will do the work of God. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May God help us to do that in 2022. We're excited about some things, and we look forward to some new things and our work together in the kingdom of God. Maybe there's someone here this morning that desires to be a Christian. We always want to give that opportunity when we're together, that perhaps there's someone that has come to know the truth of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who gave himself. He died on a cross so that we might live, and that we might live abundantly in him. And if there is someone this morning that needs to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, won't you come while we stand, while we sit?